Chapter 4
Erishu was a missing pencil. In retrospect, it made the explosion even more preposterous, though at the time, I was still young enough to believe a missing pencil held some grave importance. We were at the cottage on a little Peconic. My father had built it himself, including hand-laying the cinder block foundation, running electrical and plumbing, and framing the walls. There was a kitchen with an eating area and two bedrooms, one for my parents, and the other shared by my sister and me. And the sun porch, which was almost as big as the rest of the house, serving as the receiver of summer breezes, and in winter, a frigid living room. My father was always bigger than me, and at that time, he seemed to fill the little house, a thundering, French-inflected colossus. Whenever he was there, the kids would try to melt into secret crevices, but my mother had fewer places to hide, so she had to endure whatever came. There was a shed at the back of the property tucked into a stand of oaks and cedar trees. It was big enough to garage his pickup and leave space for a workshop and desk, where he kept a meticulous accounting of his mechanics business. At the heart of that operation was an old-fashioned ledger book, where he would pencil in trial balances, prospective income, and expenses anticipated in coming months, which were reversed out when the final billing came in. Consistent with the discipline he applied to the books, there was a specific type of pencil favored for the initial entries. A number 3 of a certain style that was crisp enough for clear numbering, but easy to erase. One Saturday, when he went to work on the bookkeeping, the pencils were gone. Our first warning was a bellow coming from the shed, audible inside the cottage despite the long stretch of yard. When he left the shed, you had the sense of the air between the buildings being compressed by the force of rage coming toward us. We were in the kitchen, and I saw my mother grip the edge of the counter and stare down into the sink. My sister's eyes darted from where my mother stood at the window facing the shed, and then she bolted from her seat and ran outside. To the rear was an aluminum screen door. The latch was never easy to maneuver, and that day proved far too recalcitrant for my father's urgency. After a brief agitated wrangling, he stood back and kicked the latch hard enough to bend the door frame clear of the catch, then grabbed the destroyed aluminum frame and ripped it off the hinges. My mother stood by the counter looking down.